Hi guys, and welcome back to Takami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about something that many people underestimate, but that has a huge impact on life with Tourette syndrome: sleep. Because there's one thing that many people with Tourette learn very quickly: when you sleep badly, tics usually get worse. Sleep isn't just about resting. During the night, your brain is busy doing maintenance work. It organizes information, strengthens memories, regulates chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, and tries to bring the nervous system back into balance. The problem is that the Tourette brain often struggles to find the off switch, and that can create a vicious cycle. You sleep badly, your tics increase the next day. Then the tics and tension make it harder to sleep the following night, and the cycle starts all over again. Many people with Tourette have a different sleep pattern compared to others. Even when tics decrease dramatically or disappear during deep sleep, the nervous system can remain in a state of light alertness. The result is that you wake up feeling tired, as if your brain never fully recharged overnight, and this is where fatigue becomes important. Tiredness is one of the biggest enemies of tic control. When we're exhausted, the brain becomes less effective at filtering impulses. It's like the brakes stop working properly, and when the brakes are weaker, tics often become more frequent and more intense. Another difficult moment is falling asleep. During the day, we're distracted by work, school, conversations, and everything happening around us. But when we finally lie down in a quiet room, many people start feeling their premonitory urges more strongly. That internal tension, that need to move, that strange sensation that keeps asking for release. And if you add anxiety about not being able to sleep, the brain becomes even more activated. It's also not unusual for people with Tourette to experience frequent awakenings, muscle tension during the night, or other involuntary movements while sleeping. Even when these aren't technically tics, they can still disrupt rest and leave you feeling drained the next morning. So what actually helps? The first answer is routine. The Tourette brain loves predictability. Going to bed at roughly the same time every night, creating relaxing evening habits, and reducing stimulation before bed can make a huge difference. Avoiding bright screens, intense video games, or highly stimulating activities late in the evening can also help the nervous system slow down naturally. Many people also benefit from regular exercise, relaxation techniques, slow breathing, or simply creating a bedroom environment that is dark, quiet, and comfortable. And no, there's no magic solution, but improving sleep often means improving tic management too. Because a well-rested brain is better at filtering signals, handling stress, and facing the day with less tension. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget to tick different. Bye, guys.